Who's next on our lineup?
Any more questions? All right, one of my favorites on Sunday, I think we'll only sing this when we have the first Sunday devotion singing. 238.
Hail are the words and the music, hail are the song that I sing. You are the melody, you are the harmony, praising your name I will bring. You are the Lord of lords, you are the mighty God, you are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. And you are the words and the music. And you are the song that I sing. And you are the melody. You are the harmony. Praising your name I will bring. And you are the Lord of lords. You are the mighty God. You are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing.
The number 587.
If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great all the whole day through, there's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see it, my friend, trust in his promises grand. Sing and be happy, press on to the goal, trust in him. Who leads you, he will keep your soul.
Let the world know, will you be faithful?
Look to Jesus him and pray. Lift your voice and praise him in song. Sing and be happy today. Oh, we fail to see the rainbow up in heaven's fair sky. When it seems the fortunes of earth frown and pass us by, there are things we know that are worth more than silver and gold. If we hope and trust in each day, we shall have pleasure untold.
Sing and be happy, be happy,
press along to the goal.
Trust in him who leads
you,
he is will
keep your soul.
Let the world know, will you be faithful?
Look to Jesus him and pray. Lift your voice and praise him in song. Sing and be happy today.
Number 373.
There are things as we travel this earth-shifting sand that transcend all the reason of man. But the things that matter the most in this world, they can never be held in our hands. I believe in a hill of gold, I'll believe whatever the cost. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the hope of his cross. I believe that this life with its great mysteries surely someday will come to an end. But faith will conquer the darkness and death, and will lead me at last to my friend. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost.
18 through 26. While he was saying this, a synagogue leader came and knelt before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her and she will live." Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed at that moment. When Jesus entered the synagogue's leader's house and saw the noisy crowd and people playing pipes, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread all throughout the region. Let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, it is such an honor and a privilege, it truly is, to be able to come to the one and true living God. And knowing just how vast, how big this universe is, that you are with us right now. You care for us, and you listen to us, and you do answer our prayers, Lord. And we see these are just two examples of just the great work that can be done through your Son, Jesus. And we're just so very blessed that we have a Bible today that tells us of all the good things that He has done, and especially for the plan of salvation for each and every one of us, Lord. And again, it's always our prayer that when we assemble here as a body of Christ to worship and to praise you, Lord, that in all things that we're doing, we always pray that they're done in spirit and in truth. And we want to make sure things are acceptable before you. And again, we have your Bible to be able to guide us in those areas. And so we're just so very thankful that we have a God that is all-powerful, almighty, all-knowing, and so loving that he gave his only Son for us. And so, Lord, continue to be with us. Continue to fill our hearts with the joy of assembling before you and lifting our voices, our hearts, our minds, all that we are, our souls, to you. To give you the honor and glory that you deserve. As we ask this prayer in Jesus' name, amen.
Number 822.
My stubborn will at last had yielded. I would be thine and thine alone. And this the prayer my lips are bringing. Lord, let in me thy will be done. Sweet will of God, still hold me closer till I am born. Till I am wholly lost. song I sing today. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Trouble and sorrow have vanished away. I have been redeemed. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. Christ is mine. All to Him I now resign. I have been redeemed. Precious indeed, my Savior to me. I'm redeemed. Happy in glory. Someday I shall be redeemed. I'm redeemed. By love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to Him I now resign.
All us and
equals opposed. God leads his dear children along. Through grace we can conquer defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrows that God gives us on, in the night seasons and all the day.
Like we get to that chorus, yeah, we get through the waters, the flood, the fire, the sorrows. we've been there. Some more than others. God leads us along. Last song number 884.
Earth holds no treasures but perish with years end. However precious they be, if there's a country to which I am going, heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Brighter its glory will be. Joy without measure will be my treasure. Heaven holds all to me. Why should I long for the world with its sorrows, when in that home or the sea, millions are singing a wonderful story. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Brighter its glory will be. Joy without measure. Heaven holds all to me.
Dennis Burchett, in just a few moments, I'll have you lead our prayer to close out our time together and offer thanks for refreshments, if you would, please. Young man named Scott. Somebody comes on Sunday morning, sometimes Sunday evening. He was trying to pass the bar exam for a law degree. And like I said, I haven't seen him for a while, but that's right. And he always requested prayers, pray for me so I can pass that test. And he hadn't done it yet. But his father passed away. Hope he calls.
I haven't gotten any news on the funeral service, but I'll tell you as soon as I know.
Yeah, get something. Send the word out. Anything else? All right, Dennis, lead us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we've tried to follow the command this evening to speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We pray, Father, that our efforts in this regard have been pleasing to you, our efforts in worship in this way. We're also thankful, Father, for the songwriters down through the decades and centuries even that have used their talents to give us words where we can express and make melody in our hearts to you. And again, we pray that our worship and song has been acceptable to you. We're also thankful for the food that has been prepared this evening. We ask you to bless the hands that prepared it, bless our fellowship, and just thank you, Father, for all your other many, many blessings, especially the ones through Jesus. We pray in his name. Amen.